It's amazing how that a country comes together in times like these. What would be more amazing is if we could get the revelation that our world is in trouble. They're so full of sin, sickness, and disease, they don't even know what page they're on. The bottom line is, if the Lord could die for us, why do we struggle so hard to live for Him? But let's remember those. Let's pray right now. Holy Ghost, as they remember, as they recognize today being that day, and the sadness sweeps over them all over again, and they feel it just as they felt it that particular day. The firemen, the policemen that feel guilty because they survived and their comrades didn't. The ones in the offices that made it and their friends and loved ones and others didn't. The family today that look at empty plates at supper, vacant beds at bedtime. I pray, God, as the church, would you lock your arms around them and let them feel your very essence and your very presence right now, as we have passion, as we have compassion, as we have a love for them, Lord, that we don't even know. Comfort them today. Strengthen them tonight. And let them too come to the truth that you have so gracefully given me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Why don't you remain standing? Let's look to the Word found in 1 Corinthians chapter number 1 and verse number 28. Where the Word of God says, base things. What I'm getting ready to read to you is about the type of people that the Lord can use in mighty ways. He said base things of the world, things which are despised, hath God chosen. Yea, things which are not. In other words, that's people that are clueless as to what God's going to accomplish through them. To bring to naught the things that are. I've always told my boys, I said, no matter what God has for you, if you will go in humble, you'll come out proud. But if you ever go in proud, you'll come out severely humbled. Because God doesn't work with pride. He makes it fall. Pride goeth before a fall. And so, they've always understood that and comprehended that, and to the best of their ability have tried to live by that. The Lord's not looking for the super sensitive. He's not looking for the people that can read other people's minds. He's not looking for the one that prays the hardest. You know what He's looking for? Every one of us are nobodies, from nowhere special, trying to get somewhere we have never been with God. And that being said, the Lord is looking for base things. Things that are despised. That's what He's chosen. Amen. So that when we do wind up, like someone said, a turtle on a fence post, we know that we didn't get there by ourselves, but it was the glory of God and the presence of God. Hallelujah. And so I want to talk to you a little bit this evening about going from zero to a hero. That's what He did. He took people from their zeros and made them absolute heroes. I don't know how you feel about that, but I qualify. Lord, if you're looking for zeros, let's look to the Lord and ask Him to help us this evening. Jesus, we thank You, Lord, for this moment. We thank You, Master, for this time. And we pray, Lord Jesus, that You would develop us, mold us, that You would shape us and make us, stir up the gift of God that's within us to fulfill Your will in Jesus' name. Somebody shout amen. God bless you. You're seated just now. I won't keep you very long. Amen. Heroes are an absolute threat to every kind of villain. I remember you, and you remember the black and white. Some of us still like those. How that the hero wore white and the villain wore black, just so you could identify them. They don't do that anymore because we don't want to signify any particular color being greater than anything else. It's just the way it was. But they dread. The villain dreads the day heroes awaken. I remember years ago that China sent forth a brag of how many soldiers they had. I don't know. I forget the numbers, to be honest with you. But it was Mao Zedong that boasted on the amount of soldiers they had in China. One of our government officials let the word slip out from the Pentagon area, White House area, those places in America that matter politically. And he said, with his own words, if China ever wakes up to her military might, America is in trouble. That's what he said. I take that tonight, and I got a point to ponder that I drew from it, and that is, we know the devil is our main villain. We know the devil is the world's main villain. You know he's sneaky, and we know he's seeking to steal, kill, and destroy. We know that. But if the church ever realizes the military, spiritual military might that she has, I feel like that the devil would be in trouble. Thank you, brother. Hallelujah. The enemy would be in absolute trouble if we ever find out how great our God is that is within us. Not how great we are that try to serve the Lord. Not how powerful we are that try to serve the Lord. Brother Barnhill leaned over to me during the men's conference, and we had just, Brother Trimble just started leading us in an old chorus, probably 60, 70 years old. And as soon as he started the chorus, people stood and started worshiping God. Brother Barnhill leaned over to me and he said, "Man, it's amazing how people respond to those old songs, isn't it?" And we're friends. And I whispered to him, I said, "Roy," I said, "the reason is because those old songs were about Jesus. I said, now we want to sing to Jesus about how worthy he is to receive my praise. How great he is to get what I got. How thankful he should be that I could be here to praise him. They're good songs. We sing them and we'll continue to sing them. Hallelujah. Amen. But I want to tell you something. There's no one in this house worthy, but he is. No one in this house that needs to be more thankful about anything except me. Amen. So, yes, he deserves the glory. Amen. But he don't have to bow down to me because I'm here to finally give it to him. I need to be bowing down to him because I finally found his grace and he allowed me to have it. It's different nowadays. It's different. But heroes are a threat to villains. They dread when heroes awaken. They unload big guns to slow the child of God down. Villains and enemies unload big guns. They put things in our mind. Like, have you ever heard anybody? Well, she thinks she's, or he thinks he's. Well, I think he thinks this about me, or I think they think this about. Stop thinking and just keep praising until you hear something factual, understandable, comprehensible, something that makes good sense. Heroes survive on helping. This is not going to be very interesting, but I'm going to say it anyhow. All heroes, this is how they survive. This is their whole makeup. And that is on helping and rescuing. Last night, my wife said they had the greatest prayer meeting they have ever had on a Monday night. How many did you have, honey? How many? 13 ladies here. Out of all the ladies we have, they had 13 and had the greatest prayer meeting they've ever had. You cannot tell me there's not a lady here that didn't come just because they didn't want to. But yet they had the greatest prayer meeting they've ever had. What's wrong with next month having 18 and having the greatest? And then the next month having 28 and having the greatest? And then the next month having 40 and having the greatest? Why can't the great continue to grow as we've continued to grow in God? But no, have we arrived? Are we finished? Have we drawn the line? This is who I am, what I'm going to be until the rapture takes place. Well, let Pastor remind you what fruit does. The very moment it becomes ripe, it begins to rot. And everything that we have ever accomplished for God can rot on the ground if we don't continue to grow. Amen. Heroes survive. They live for helping and rescuing others. The secret to a hero's success is their unselfish desire to die for the cause. Amen. They're not looking deep into the cause to see how it will help them, but they're looking deep into the cause to see how much they can help. Job was a hero. Such a hero that no one else in the Bible can match his testimony. His mission? Show the world until the end of time how to give God praise even though the times are tough. So tough that you wish you were dead. Wow. Long before there was a Superman, a man of steel, in the original comic, he was a little pudgy bald guy. Did you know that? Cody gave me that information. Before he was Superman, Man of Steel, he was a pudgy bald guy. That comic was bought by somebody and for $100. His only weakness was kryptonite. They came up with that because he needed time off. So they put Superman down for a while so the person that drew him could have a vacation. Thus, we have kryptonite. But long before Superman, Batman, Spider-Man, Thor and his mighty hammer, Captain Marvel, the Green Hornet, the Cape, the Hulk, Wonder Woman, Tarzan, Zorro, and the Lone Ranger. Well, I'm reaching back. Before all these characters were thought of, I want you to meet the real heroes. To name a few, there was Matthew, who became a martyr. Some say he was flayed like a fish and buried in Ethiopia. Meet Jude, martyred, buried in Iran. James, thrown down from the temple by the scribes and Pharisees, stoned, and his brains were dashed out by clubs. Peter, about 33, 34 years after Christ's crucifixion, he was crucified in Rome. Andrew, crucified. James, son of Zebedee, martyred 11 years after the crucifixion. Thomas, he died by a lance or a spear. Paul, beheaded in Rome about the same time Simon Peter was crucified. There was Gideon, who went in against all odds and won the battle. There was Elijah that pulled fire from heaven. Amen. There was Elisha that raised the dead. Amen. Elijah, Elisha, Peter, Paul, all of them raised someone from the dead. Heroes. Now I'm going to ask you a personal question. It is so easy to get together as a bunch and shout hallelujah for the heroes that we hear about. But can I ask you and myself a very personal question right now? Whose hero are you? Whose hero are you? Amen. Whose trouble are you helping resolve? Whose problems are you the answer to? Whose help are you? Whose strength? Come on now. Whose joy? Who is it that you're bringing joy to? Who is it that you make happy? Who is it that you're drawing closer and closer to God? Landmark, in Jesus' name, join with me and let's get a deep desire to be a hero. Because when God found us, we were just as much a zero as anyone else. But we're coming out of the zero and becoming someone's hero. Why don't you raise your hand while the Holy Ghost is sweeping in here like a whirlwind and ask the Lord to help you. Amen. You don't have to have the answer. You don't have to know how. You don't have to know the what. You just ask the Lord to help you. It'll unfold. Come on. Amen. Amen. Come on. Volunteer to be a lifer. Volunteer to give your life to it, your heart to it, your mind, your spirit. Amen. To give everything to it and watch God let it unfold. Amen. Hallelujah. People won't pull your text, your number out of their phone. They won't delete your Facebook. They won't delete because they don't want to talk to you anymore. Because of the attitude, the spirit, and all of this, the callousness, the coldness. Amen. But what they will do is be drawn to you because you are such a help. They sense your passion. They sense your desire. They sense your longing. Amen. You're the one that cracks the Word of God open and gives them a Word of God. Amen. You teach home Bible study. You share with them. You care about them and they know that. Amen. They're not as interested, however, about a book that has the Word of God as much as they are interested in the individual that has a relationship with God. Amen. So whose hero are you? When God found you and when God chose you, did you really think it was so to simply elevate you and to bless you? Be careful about that business. Be very careful about that. And ask yourself, what Jesus asked the mother and said, how about my boys? Can you put one on your left and one on your right when you get to the kingdom? Look at them, man. And the Lord said, are they willing to be baptized with my baptism? As we were on the platform and ministry was giving forth the word, and it was phenomenal. Jeff Arnold was phenomenal, and it was just a great time. I believe lives were changed. But then I got to thinking, Brother Trimble is up there reaching out to 450, 500 men, I don't know, reaching out to them with everything he had in his guts. He was back and forth, reaching and trying to help and giving word and all of his heart and all of his spirit. When 2 days before that, his son called him and said, Dad, I'm not going to take any more radiation. He said, I can't take it. That would cause someone that's not a hero to collapse. Go fussing at God and fussing at everything. And I thought this living for God, I thought this Holy Ghost, I thought this apostolic, I thought people, I thought you don't think anything. You just keep praising God. You just keep worshiping God. You just keep lifting the name of the Lord. You keep magnifying. That's not a good tune, is it? That's not a very good song. Amen. But I'm going to sing it as long as I live. Hallelujah. Amen. There's one thing you've got to keep doing, and that is praising your God and magnifying the name of the Lord, no matter what you're going through, because there is someone that you can help. Sometimes when it's not even your own family or whoever it may be. And so we have a very successful men's conference because someone refuses to just want to be exalted and lifted and all of this stuff. Amen. And so Brother Arnold comes with all of his stuff. You know, there's only one Jeff Arnold, and somebody ought to say, hallelujah. The only way to describe him is he is a mess. But he's got a word from God. And he gave it. And he's had two major strokes. His body has broken down to the point that he didn't even know what world he was in. He didn't even know what page he was on. 80% blind. What was it? 90% deaf or whatever it was. It was huge. When he went to the pulpit the other night, he took a big box container and he hooked up a light, had to have a light and to magnify the words and light up everything. And he's looking at it like this, but he was still there to help somebody, to reach out to somebody. Because heroes, that's how they survive. If they're not reaching, if they're not trying, if they're not helping, if they're not giving, then they feel their lives are not worth living. I know that's different than what the world is accustomed to, but we're going from zeros to heroes. Amen. Amen. You're a hero when the smell of cigarettes no longer deters you from an addict. You're a hero when you search for people hurting and in need and they do not have to run into you head on. Oh, pardon me. Are you sick? How about them saying, who are you? And us saying, I heard you were sick. I don't know you very well. Could I pray for you? You're a hero when you look for people. You're a hero when it's impossible for you to let a whole week go by without initiating several contacts to potential victims of hell. just like the Twin Towers, it's all coming down on them. And they have nowhere to run to. I do. And I can't share that with them. I can't give that to someone. I can't give someone directions to that and guide or lead someone to that kind of help. If I'm not doing that, I'm not really a hero yet. And I do not want to remain a zero. I'm talking about me, not you. I know me, and I don't want to remain a zero. I would love to be someone's hero. Someone that will come to me on streets of gold one day and simply say, I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for you. Oh, God. Hallelujah. To encourage is to simply come up beside someone. If we can lay in bed too many hours and not even consider anything or anyone that has potential or need, that's not a hero. Amen. That's not a hero. The heroes that we're looking for, the heroes that he's looking for, the heroes that the church needs, the heroes that he needs, they don't even have to be muscle-bound, thank God. They don't have to be Hercules. They don't have to leap over buildings with a single bound, and they don't need to have to be able to stop a train with one hand. The heroes he's looking for needs to have the same passion that he had for me when he filled me with the Holy Ghost. The heroes that he's looking for needs to have the same care and concern that he had for me before I found him, the ultimate hero. Am I making sense? Amen. Hallelujah. When you're here for what others can do for you and not what you can do for others, you're not really comprehending. And you really don't know how needy you are. The only thing we need is Jesus. And then after we get him, let's begin to live like he lives, love like he loves, care like he cares, and to share like he shares. This may not be very palatable to some folks, but God chose zeros. Sorry about that. Just the way it is. I wouldn't be here if he didn't. 1 Corinthians 1:28, base things of the world, things which are despised. That's what God has chosen. Things which are not, to bring to naught things that are. Another word for hero is a disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus said, take up your cross and follow me. He carried his. Now it's our turn. Whatever the cross may be. In other words, let me be your example. He lived to die for us. Why can't we die to live for him? You know what, ladies and gentlemen? We had to fight coming into this world. I remember, I wasn't in there, of course, but I was outside by the door when little Cooper was being born. And Miss Amanda had a hard time. And there were several people in there. The nurse was in there doing her best. Everybody was doing their best. But Cooper was lazy. He wanted to stay in there. And I was outside saying, come out in the name of Jesus, come out. Trying to be funny, even in hard times. But, you know, we fight coming into this world. And it's going to be a fight getting out of this world. We came in fighting. And we're going to get out fighting. I just need to know who's going to join in the fight. Let's stand together. Born an absolute zero at birth, in a manger, died an absolute hero's death. For what? You know what the Bible said? Doing good. The Bible said Jesus went about doing good. And that's how he died a hero. I want to be a hero. I want a profound walk and relationship with God. People think that they're misunderstood because they're so close to God. You're in error. You're misunderstanding something. Jesus couldn't hardly get through the city because of the crowd. And I still don't comprehend him. I still don't understand all of his ways. And if we're to be like him, people will not run from us, but they will be drawn to us. That's what friendliness does. It creates friends of everybody. Amen. And so, we can talk about being like Jesus. We can talk about walking with Jesus. We can talk about where Paul was about to have his head lobbed off and he still had time for Timothy and he wrote him a note because he didn't want his son in the gospel to be discouraged when he got there and found out that Paul's body's been mutilated. And so he wrote him a little note and he said, Timothy, stir up the gift of God that's within you, son. I fought a good fight. I kept the faith. Henceforth is laid up for me a crown of righteousness that the righteous judge will give me on that day. Timothy, you just stir up the gift of God within you, son. It's going to be okay. It's going to be all right, buddy. Encouraging Timothy when he knows he's headed to his death. We can talk about being like Jesus, and we can talk about walking with the Lord and being not religious, but have a relationship. Let's just cut it to the core and simply say, who wants to be a hero? And prove to the world and to the enemy that we don't have to go out of here like we came in here. We may have come in this world a zero, but we are going to leave as someone's hero. Amen. Could we just take a couple of moments and maybe stand at the altar where the Spirit of the Lord is and the anointing can break every yoke and the Holy Ghost can tear down every stronghold? And could we just come and recognize that for just a moment that it's me, Lord, again. It's me standing in the need of God. It's me standing in the need of something from the Lord. It's me. Me. If no one else in the house, this preacher needs something from God tonight because I want to be a hero. I know a man stands tallest on his knees, Lord, and I'm humbling myself right now and I'm praying. There's a drug addict I can help. There's a lawyer I can help. There's a doctor somewhere. There's someone somewhere. There's a young person. There's somebody I can help. Oh, Lord Jesus, speak to me. Lead me, guide me, and direct me. Holy Ghost, before their tower falls, before their world comes crashing down, and they have nowhere to go, I want to rescue. I want to help. I mean it, God. I'm not playing games. I'm serious. Jesus, help me. Help me, Lord. Let's just cry out to the Lord for a moment and ask for his assistance and ask for his help and pray for his hope. Hallelujah. Mighty God, mighty God. In the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord, in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, your will, your way. Lord, your spirit, your power, your presence. Lord, your anointing, your grace, your goodness, your hope, your help. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, draw me closer. Bring me nearer. Let me fulfill your will. I got to do more than just make it, God. I got to accomplish something. I've got to win for somebody. I got to help. I got to offer hope. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Mighty God, mighty God, mighty God, mighty God, mighty God, mighty God. Not just a walk with God, but a hero's walk. Profound. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My, 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 my. There's a touch of God here, and I want you to take it home with you. God bless you. You're dismissed. Shake hands. Be friendly. Batten down the hatches. Be prepared in case the storm is everything they're saying it is.